Francis Lee was described as the life and soul of the game, as football paid its last respects to the legendary Bolton and England forward. The funeral service for Lee, who died in early October at the age of 79 following a battle with cancer, was held at Manchester Cathedral. Figures from across the sport were in attendance, as well as family, friends, fans and associates from other aspects of his varied life. The West Orton-born forward kicked off a prestigious football career with the Whites before going on to forge a glittering career with Manchester City, Derby County and England. Francis Henry Lee was born on April 29th, 1944, and went to West Orton Boys Secondary Modern and later to Horwich Technical College. Gifted, tenacious and charismatic, he became the youngest player to score on his Bolton debut when he netted against Manchester City in November 1960. Also on the score sheet in the 3-1 win was Nat Loftus, and Lee would eventually succeed the Great Lion of Vienna, topping the club's scoring charts in 1962-3 and 1963-4, and again after relegation in 1965-6 and 1966-7. In total, he notched 106 goals in 210 appearances in all competitions and still stands 11th in the club's all-time goal-scoring list. And though his move to City for a then-record £60,000 was viewed as controversial at the time, following a number of transfer requests, he remains one of Bolton's most successful homegrown players. He earned 27 England caps and ended his career with Derby County, where he won another league title in 1975. Additionally, he ran a highly successful business and went on to become a prominent racehorse trainer before a spell as City chairman from 1994 to 98. Television commentator Barry Davies was among the mourners to pay tribute on a drizzly morning in Manchester. He said, "He was a wonderful player, the life and soul of the game. He was a character and brought character to the game." Another attendee, Tony Book, the captain of City's 1968 title-winning team, said, "He was a top man. They don't come any better. He was great in the dressing room. Marvellous to be around." Others in attendance, including Manchester City players Joe Royal, Asa Hartford, Peter Barnes, Alex Williams, Micah Richards and Mike Summerby, as well as former Liverpool and Scotland midfielder Graham Souness. Tributes were paid at the service that reflected his time in the game and in business, and from his family. The address was given by the Venerable David Sharples, Archdeacon of Rochdale.